Miracle night. Need a miracle? Your miracle is here today, right now. Welcome to Miracle Night. Your miracle is here. Your host, Prophet Jason Leopard. Hello, guys. Hello. I hope everybody can hear me out there. This is Prophet Jason Leopard. We are going to teach tonight about dreams. Where do they take you? Where does your dreams take you? And that's what we're going to be talking about tonight. We're going to be teaching, guys. I don't know why the Holy Spirit has me teaching. But, Father, we ask, God, that you come in here, Holy Spirit, to teach us, guide us, and, Lord, teach us your word tonight, what you want us to hear. What you want us to hear, Lord. What you want us to hear. Okay, since y'all can hear me, I'm going to take these off. I'm going to take these off, guys, since y'all can hear me pretty good. Teach me, Lord, what you would have us to teach tonight, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. We are going to be teaching on dreams. I know y'all have probably come here for miracles. This is miracle night, but I'm going to tell you something. You cannot get a miracle without understanding the teachings of God. You got to understand him. You got to understand what he's saying. So dreams, where do they take us? That's what I'm going to talk about tonight. And we're going to start off with Joseph. Joseph in the Bible was, he was a dreamer. But you got to understand something. God took him and gave him a dream about his future. Now, in Genesis, God caused a deep sleep to come upon Adam, but he brought forth Eve. Could it be that God uses your dreams to, number one, protect you? Because we see in Joseph, when Joseph had Jesus, an angel come to him in a dream and told him to move the child. So, number one, your dreams can protect you. Number two, your dreams not only can protect you, but it can also tell you your future. But why does God use dreams while you go to sleep, when you go to sleep, to speak to you? And that's what we're going to get in here. It is a way of communication that God has with us through dreams, okay? Through dreams. So God has a communication with us through dreams. And why he uses dreams is because that's a way for him to communicate with us. And that we're going to get in this. God has frequently made us of dreams of communicating his will to man. That's what he does. The most remarkable instance of this recorded in history is Jacob. Let's read this. In Genesis 28:12, and he dreamed, and behold, a ladder was set upon the earth, and the top of it reached heaven. And behold, the angels of God ascending and descending on the ladder. So Jacob fell asleep on the rock in Genesis. The story of Jacob, guys. He fell asleep on the rock in Genesis. And the Bible says he dreamed of angels descending and ascending in the earth and heaven. Now, can angels come to earth and heaven? Yes, they can come on the earth. Angels can come right here where we are in physical form. Yes, they can. I just read it to you guys. He dreamed, and behold, a ladder was set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. And behold, angels of God ascending and descending on it. So he dreamed of a ladder was ascending from heaven into heaven. So they was coming to heaven to earth, all the time. So, yes, angels can come down here on this physical realm. But God used him to communicate with Jacob through a dream. So God can use dreams to communicate with you. And guys, that's what our leader's been talking about too, this communication skills that God, you know, most people has never heard God's voice. Well, you got to look for God's voice. Sometimes he comes in a dream. He communicates with us in dreams. He did Jacob right here in Genesis 28. Okay, let's look at 31. Genesis 31. And it came to pass at the time that the cattle conceived, that I lifted up my eyes and I saw in a dream, and behold, the rams which leaped upon the cattle were red-starred and speckled and graceful. So Jacob also had a dream. God was communicating with Jacob in a dream about cattle. Do you know cattle was not spotted? Look, it just said it right here. Behold, the rams which leaped into the cattle were ring-stacked and speckled. So see, cows didn't used to be speckled. They used to be plain. Just saying. Okay, watch this, guys. In Genesis 31, Laban. And God came to Laban and Sarah in a dream by night, and said unto him, take heed that thou speak not to Jacob either good or bad. So I'm demonstrating through the word of God where God used dreams to communicate with people. He uses dreams to communicate with us. We just got to learn how to interpretate dreams. Watch this, guys. And Joseph, this is Joseph, Genesis 37, 9 through 11. It says in verse 9, it says, and he dreamed and yet another dream, and told it this brethren, and said, behold, I had a dream. I dreamed a dream more and become the sun and the moon and the 11 stars made of sense to me. And he told it to his father and his brethren. And his father rebuked him and said unto him, what is this dream that thou hast dreamed? Shall I and thy mother and thy brother indeed come to bow down ourselves to thee, to the earth? And his brethren envied him, but his father observed the saying. So his father accepted it. I said his father accepted the dream. Okay? Now let's get into this. Gideon, in Judges 7. Well, I want to show you something. This is good, guys. We're talking about communication. Where does your dreams take you? Where does your dreams take you? In Judges 7. It said, Jerubbaal, who is Judea, and all the people that were with him, rose up early, pitched beside the well of Hadro. So the host of Mennonites was on north side of them by hill. See, guys, I'm going to teach you something. People don't like teaching. They don't. They get bored and they leave. But I'm going to tell you something. You better hang in here tonight because you're going to learn something. Quit letting the devil distract you. Quit letting him distract you. You know why he distracts you? Because he does not want you to learn. Now watch this. Pay close attention and give this teaching your undivided, because God, the Holy Spirit's going to teach us something tonight if you don't let the devil distract you. Okay? You got to quit letting the devil distract you, guys. I see so many people trying to sit in a teaching, and the devil will distract him with everything under the sun. I'm going to tell you why. Because he does not want you to learn. He does not want you to learn. Because Jesus said, learn of me, for I'm meek and lowly. Listen, we got to learn things, guys. We're never going to walk with God unless we don't learn. We want this yelling and hollering and all this, but it's done us no good. It's got the church nowhere. Nobody's growing and nobody's going because they're not learning anything. They don't even know how God speaks. Some people have never heard the voice of God. My question is, he said, my sheep know my voice and a stranger they will not follow. I'm kind of questioning if they really are God's sheep. Some of them never heard the voice of God. And I'm trying to teach you how God speaks in dreams. God can speak to you in dreams. When you have dreams, pay attention to them. I'm showing you all through the Bible right here how God communicated with mankind in dreams. Now listen to this. Don't be distracted like the rest of them. They come out here and they're gone. See, they don't want to learn. Now watch this. In the north side by the hill in the valley, and the Lord said unto Gideon, the people that are with thee, too many for me to give the Midianites unto their hands. Let Israel fight theirself against me, saying, my own hand have saved me. Now therefore go unto proclaim unto the ears of the people, saying, whatsoever is fearful and afraid, let them return and depart early from the Mount Gilead and return of the people, 22,000, and remain 10,000. And the Lord said unto Gideon, and the people are too many, and the people are yet too many, bring them down unto the water, and I will try them, thee for there, and it shall be. Now watch this. And Solomon, King, 1 Kings 3, 5, guys, turn to your Bibles. I want you to get your Bibles out. You know what? If you ain't got your Bibles on here, you need to have your Bibles handy. 1 Kings 3, 5. And Gideon and the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream. Why does God communicate in dreams to all these people? Watch this. Solomon in a dream by night. And God said, what shall I give thee? So see, even King Solomon, God communicated with King Solomon by dream. Other officials can't dream are also recorded, such as those of an Abimelech. An Abimelech. But God came to Abimelech in a dream by night and said unto him, Behold, there art but a dead man, for the woman which I has taken from she is a man's wife. But Abimelech had not come near her. He said, Lord, thou slay also the righteous nation. Said he not unto me, she is my sister? And she even in herself said, he is my brother. In the integrity of my heart, innocent of my hands, I have done this. And God said unto him in a dream, yea, I know that thou donest this integrity of thy heart, for also withheld thee from sinning against me. Therefore suffer I thee not to touch her. Now, therefore, restore the man and his wife, for he is a prophet. He shall pray for thee, and thou shalt live. And thou shalt restore her not. Know that thou shalt surely die, thou or all in thy house. Okay, that was Abimelech, Pharaoh's chief butler and baker. Let's go to Genesis 45. And I'm showing you all this, guys, because God speaks to us in dreams. Our dreams take us somewhere. We got to pay attention to our dreams, though. We must pay attention to our dreams. We got to pay attention to our dreams, guys. We can't just go on about ourselves and just ignore our dreams and why our dreams. You know, God still speaks to his people in dreams. He still speaks in the audible voice. He still speaks through confirmation. But listen, if you listen, he's speaking. But let me tell you something. Most people are disobedient. And I'm going to say this. Most people are disobedient because they don't know how to hear the voice of God. And they don't understand what he's trying to tell them. Yet, the Lord speaks once, he speaks twice. Man cannot receive of it. Guys, our only thing is God's trying to speak a high language we can't understand. He gives us a dream about cats and dogs and we're scratching our head. What in the world does that mean, Lord? God's ways are higher than our ways. You got to understand something. God is so intelligent. His IQ is way far above ours. God told me yesterday, he said, son, I have not released knowledge. Watch this. I have not released knowledge on the earth what is common to mankind. I said, Lord, what are you talking about? He said, I have not released knowledge upon the earth that is not common to mankind. That's what he told me. And the reason, and what I'm trying to tell you guys is, all this knowledge that they got with the light bulb and these computers and all this, it's all come from God. He spoke to man in a dream to make Google.com. He spoke to the man that invented the light bulb. Come on. Let me tell you something. All this knowledge we have in us is from God, guys. God gave mankind the knowledge to do. Why do y'all think the story of Babylon, the towers? God had to cut the towers down because God didn't want mankind doing, he didn't want them to have that knowledge yet. See, they was trying to go ahead of God. You can't go ahead of God. God is so intelligent, guys. He speaks intelligent. I mean, he's just so smart. He's smarter than the enemy, believe me. He's smarter than the enemy. Why do you think in Genesis, watch this, guys. Why do you think in Genesis that Satan tempted Eve? And listen what he tells Eve. When he tempts her. He said, oh, God doeth know in the day you eat thereof, you'll be just like God. See, number one, we never can match God. We never can outsmart God. God don't want us to. And when you get to that level where you think you're bigger than God, you need to knock down a notch or two. Pride comes before a fall. Never give yourself glory, number one. Number two, never uplift yourself. It's not you, it's him. It's what he wants, it's not what you want. Nevertheless, Jesus said, nevertheless, not my will, Lord, but your will be done. See, Jesus gave us an illustration how to follow the Father. And that's what I'm trying to teach you guys. You got to follow the Father, but to order to follow him, you may decrease that he may increase. What am I saying here? It's not your will anymore. It's his. It's not what you want anymore. It's what he wants. That's what I'm saying. So we got to die to what we want, and we got to quit loving the things of this world and the things in this world, and we got to fall in love with him and quit loving wife, kids, everybody else before him. Quit. Because let me tell you something, my friend, when you die, you're going to stand before God all by yourself. All them kids, all them family, they're not going to be with you. I'm sorry, but you're going to go ahead of them. Or you might go with them. I don't know. You might go in the rapture. Who knows? But here's the thing. God didn't create you to love anything more than him. Now, let's go on with this. The butler and the baker, and dreamed a dream, both of them, each man has a dream one night, each man according to the interpretation of his dream, the butler and the baker of the king Egypt, which was bound in the prison. See, and Pharaoh, we all know Pharaoh had a dream. Pharaoh woke out of his dream. And the seven good and seven, and we know that Joseph interpreted his dream. And you can do your own homework there. The Midianites in Judges 7:13. And when Gideon was come, behold, there was a man that was told a dream unto his fellow and said, Behold, I dreamed a dream, and lo, a cake and a barley bread tumbled unto the host of the Midianites, and came into a tent, and smote it, and fell upon it, overturned it, that thou tent lay alone. Nebuchadnezzar. Come on, in Daniel, guys, Nebuchadnezzar had dreams. And I'm showing you where God spoke to people in the Bible through dreams. In the second year, Nebuchadnezzar dreamed dreams, wherewith his spirit was troubled, and his sleep broke from him. His sleep broke from him. My God. Guys, we got to pay attention to these dreams. We can't let dreams fly by. We got to interpretate these dreams, because I'm going to tell you something. I had a dream one night. I couldn't understand it, but here's how you know when you got a God dream. When you wake up from your sleep and you can't forget this dream is on you, it's fresh in your mind, you cannot forget it. That's when it's from God. That's when it's from God. And a lot of you are going to have dreams tonight. A lot of you are going to have dreams tonight. God's going to show you what's to come. God's going to show you wisdom, what you need to be doing. Ask God. Say, Lord, speak to me in a dream. If I can't hear your voice and audible, speak to me in a dream. And the wise man from the east, Matthew 2:12, and beginning warned God in a dream, and being warned of God in a dream, that they should not return to Hero, and they departed unto their own country otherwise. And we know that story. That was the wise man. And Pilate's wife, 27:19, Matthew 27:19, and he sat down the judgment seat. His wife said unto him, saying, Hast thou nothing to do with the just man? I have suffered many things this day in a dream because of him. See, God speaks in dreams, guys. He still does. To Joseph, the Lord appeared in a dream and gave him instructions regarding the infant baby of Jesus. That's true. In Matthew 20:21, and we know the story, he told him to move the child, so they was killing the firstborn. He was warned in a dream. In a vision at night, a man of Magdalene stood before Paul and said, Come over here, Magdalene, help us. In Acts 16:9, in a vision appeared to Paul in the night. There stood a man, Magdalene, and prayed him, saying, Come over, and Magdalene, help us. And then spake the Lord to Paul in the night by a vision. Be not afraid, speak, hold not thy peace. And then in Acts 27:23, and stood by me this night. Watch this, guys. See, guys, I run everybody out of here because nobody wants to learn. Nobody wants to learn, but that's okay. We're going to learn tonight. You know, people kill me. They want miracles. They want prophecies. They want this. They want a word of knowledge. They want the prophetic, but they don't want to learn how to operate in the prophetic. See, God wants to teach you to operate just like I do so he can use you. See, nobody wants to learn anymore. They want this prophetic word. They want, give me a word. Everybody's running towards a word, but nobody wants to learn of God. Nobody wants to learn about God. They don't want to learn. And I'm going to tell you something, guys, something. I'm going to be real straight with you. You can run after all them gifts all you want. You can run after the gifts of the Spirit, the gift of healing and all this stuff. But I'm going to tell you something. Jesus is going to come to you one day, and this is what he's going to tell you. I'm talking to you, all the people that run towards platform. That's all you do. You want a platform. You want to be seen a man all the time. And that's okay. That's okay for God to use you. But these people are more concerned about platforms and running towards to be used, and instead of learning about God and learning about him, because here's what Jesus is going to tell you. You ready? Jesus is going to walk up to you at the end of the time, and he's going to say this, "Apart from me, you workers of iniquity, I never knew you." But Lord, we had all kind of platforms. We was on Facebook, Lord. Well, we had all kind of platforms, Lord. We prophesied in your name. Lord, I've helped many, many people in your name. But see, here's what he's going to tell you. You didn't spend much time wanting to learn about me and loving on me rather than loving on the ministry. Some of you French kiss your ministry. Some of you love your ministry more than God. I was guilty. I had to come down to realization that I needed to stop chasing ministry and start chasing him. You got to understand something, my friend. Ministry starts with him. My first ministry is my relationship with God, not the TV camera, not the mic. But we don't want to learn about him. We run from teachings. We run from learnings to sit down and learn about him, to teach me, Lord. I want to know you even more. See, I don't know about you, but I didn't want to marry my wife without getting to know her first. You see what I'm saying? The more you know her, the better off your relationship will be. But see, people don't want to learn anything. They run after gifts. Oh, I'm going to go prophesy over somebody. I'm going to go heal the sick. I'm going to go raise the dead. That's good and all. But Jesus is going to walk up to you one of these days, and he's going to say these very words, "You part from me, you workers of iniquity, I never knew you." I don't want Jesus to come up and say, "Jason, I never knew you. Why didn't he know me?" Because I didn't take the time out to learn of him and learn of what he wants to teach me. See, I'm going to tell you something. You get close to God, he's a teacher. I'm going to tell you how I know this. Did you see Jesus going around 24 hours a day healing the sick? I'm not saying he didn't. I'm not saying he didn't raise the dead. I'm not saying he didn't prophesy over people at the well, the woman at the well. I'm not saying that. But he did a lot of teaching too, guys. He was constantly teaching with parables about the kingdom of God. He wanted them to learn. But they just like they are today. They want to run and, "Oh, Lord, you walked on water. Let me try to do that." But here's the thing. He took the two fish and five loaves, and here's what he told them. Jesus looked at them and said, "Can you feed them?" And you know what they said? No. You know why they couldn't feed them? I'm gonna give you a revelation right here. You know why they couldn't feed them people? Because they didn't understand the master, how he works. Come on. If you understand how he works, then you would have been able to feed the 5,000 with the two fish and five loaves. Because he looked at them and he said, "Can you feed them?" He said, "Okay, if you can't, hand the fish to me and the five loaves to me, and I'll show you how it's done." What'd he do after that? What'd he do? He took the two fish and five loaves, and he began to thank God. Now, why was he thanking God? It wasn't manifested yet. Now, I'm going to give you a nugget right here. When you ask God for something, you begin to thank him because you've already received it. See, you can't, "Okay, Lord, I'm asking you of something first. 10 minutes later, I'm asking you again." You're doubting God. When you ask God, you're supposed to thank him with thanksgiving. You're supposed to thank him, "Lord, thank you for supplying our needs." That's what Jesus did with them two fish and five loaves. He lifted the five loaves and two fish up to God and thanked God for it. Why did he thank God? He didn't even ask God for nothing. He just started thanking him in advance because all them people were fixing to be fed. See, when you're walking by faith, thanksgiving is ahead. Otherwise, when I ask God for something, I start thanking him immediately what I've asked him for. I start thanking him immediately, and then all of a sudden, it'll happen. And I'll get in that further where you can ask God with your mind. You can just thank stuff with your mind, and it'll happen. Now, I'm going to show you in the Word, I'm going to give you evidence of what I'm talking about. He can do it exceedingly and abundantly above. We can ask with our mouth or think. So you can think something into existence, it'll happen. Jesus never prayed over the water. No, he looked at the water, and all he told him was say, go pour that into the water pot, and it turned into wine. He thought it in his mind. It never come out of his mouth. So you can think something, and it'll happen. He's able to do exceedingly and abundantly above. We can ask or think. So see, let this mind be in you that it was in Christ Jesus. Them are some of the ways of God. I have a strong desire to learn him more, to learn how to operate in things more than I used to. This ministry is going somewhere. It is. People come and go because they don't want to learn. But my ministry is growing. I mean, God's blessing us with websites, apps, radio broadcasts. I mean, it's growing. And look what all's behind us. You know, we got our studio down here, cameras fixing to go up. The ministry's growing. I got people tithing in it right now. I mean, you know, the ministry's growing. But you guys are not wanting to get on board because you're out here running towards, I want a word, I want a word, give me a word, give me a word. You know, stop. Why don't you sit down for a minute and want to learn of him? So that's what we're talking about tonight. God speaks to you in dreams. He speaks to you in dreams. And you know, my spiritual father is David E. Taylor, guys. And I'm going to tell you something. That man is, God has used that man to teach me so much about the Lord. People don't want to listen to him either because a lot of his is sitting down teaching. It's not, you know, hey, you know, people just, they're crazy. Let me tell you how people are. They would rather go pay $400-something to get an oil change or something. And we got YouTube here. We can watch YouTube. We can read books. Nobody wants to learn anything to do anything. Nobody. I've had people come in my ministry, well, Jason, I don't know how to do websites like you. I don't know how to do apps like you. I don't know how to do email like you. You know what? You're never going to do it because you don't want to learn. You don't want to learn nothing. I'm going to tell you guys something. You can learn anything you want to learn, but you got to want to learn it. I want to learn these things because I want to spread the gospel. I want to learn these things because it gives me the ability to spread God's word. That's why I want to learn it. I had to learn everything about what I'm doing tonight, this radio broadcast. Guys, I never had a clue how to do a radio broadcast. Never. I never had a clue how to do video editing. I never had a clue how to do backgrounds and stuff like this, you know, what we got behind us tonight and lights and cameras and, you know, I never did know this stuff. But I had a desire to learn. Guys, you can learn anything you want to learn if you'll put your mind to doing it. Oh, well, guys, that's all I got for tonight. Listen, God talks to us in dreams, and I know y'all expect to come on here and get a miracle, leg growed out, but you know what? We're not going to do that right now. We're going to follow what God is telling us to do, and he's wanting us to teach right now. Hey, you might come on here one night and get a miracle. He's not doing the miracles right now. Yes, we've seen people get healed on here with MS, all this stuff, but we're not going to do that. You're going to come on here, you're going to learn about God. I want you to learn. I want you to learn. As I learn, you learn. So, that's all I got, guys. Listen, if you want to donate tonight, I guess I'll play it here. You're listening to the Kingdom Radio Podcast. If you would like to give, you can do so at www.thekingdomradio.com/give now. Thank you, and God bless you for listening to the Kingdom Radio Podcast. And too, guys, you can also go to www.godsaverministries.com/partnership. You can also partner with us. We're praying for partners this year to reach more people for Christ. We are praying for partnership. Okay? So if anybody wants to give tonight and sow tonight, that's where you can. We also got a cash out. The cash sign, God Saving Ministries. And that's what it is if you want to give by Cash App tonight. PayPal, we got PayPal too, so you can give by PayPal as well. But if you want to give, just message on here, say, I'd like to sow into this ministry. I believe what you guys are doing. So here we go, guys. God is fixing to talk to you in dreams. Pay attention to them. Pay attention to your dreams. God bless y'all. Y'all have a wonderful, wonderful evening. God bless you and share this broadcast with somebody. Okay? God bless you.